This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Defense Department Inspector General finds that it was a reasonable decision to move Space Command headquarters from Colorado Springs to Alabama. Colorado officials contend that decision from the previous presidential administration was politically motivated, and they say another investigation from a different federal agency will show problems with the decision. Colorado will get an office dedicated to helping solve violent crimes against indigenous people. Research shows indigenous people, especially women, experience higher rates of violent crime and sexual assault that often go unresolved. Governor Polis originally opposed the idea of creating a new state office, but advocates were able to compromise by trimming back their original proposal. A major figure in Colorado's Chicano community died Saturday. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports.
If you've ever heard this music as Aztec dancers bless a space for a ceremony or a celebration, there's someone you can thank. Those who performed with Raul Chavez Portillo says he made it possible for this tradition to thrive in Colorado. His student, Ana Rodriguez, says that work will have long-lasting impacts.
He's able to show little ones to keep following those steps of our culture. So yeah, it is very, very, very important.
She says she will remember him for his love and hospitality. Chavez was 70 years old. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver can expect high winds again today, blowing dust and elevated fire danger. This is CPR News and KRCC.